We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's at the back end?
What's that black thing?
But is that actually the sunset that you get to view every evening?
Isn't it stunning?
Because I can't believe it.
It's gorgeous.
I can't believe it. Is that a blimp?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a blimp.
Tubs and tiles. Is it?
I think it's a blimp.
That was a blimp in Cork City.
That was weird.
More blimps in 2021. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
Woo! First episode of the new year.
Happy 2021!
Happy 2021!
Well, we're recording it before the new year.
Yeah.
In that weird week that we... What are we calling this?
What is the week post Christmas Day before New Year's?
Where we're just floating around the gaff.
How was your Christmas?
Well, like, a bit different. But then I was like... On actual Christmas Day, I was like... Sure, I wouldn't be seeing anyone anyway.
Yeah.
So like... I was like, me, my mom, my sister and her kids and her husband, and we were like, oh, lovely.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
And it was nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I definitely felt way different on Christmas Day because there was no routine.
Okay.
In that, like, we didn't go to mass or anything, which we usually
oh,
would
you
do.
Always do the mass and shit, yeah.
So then I found myself going for a run on Christmas Day.
Oh, did you?
And now I hated myself for it. At the time, I thought it was a good idea because I just wanted to get out, especially with six of us being in the house.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You literally can't. If you turn around, you hit off someone in the gaff. So I was like, feck that, I'll go for a run. Then I came back and then I saw a tweet and someone said, if you're going for a run on Christmas Day, you're just looking for attention. And then I was mortified and I was like, oh my God, did someone see me and then tweet that? Because there wasn't anyone out running, really.
People were messaging me being like, oh my God, cringe for Kevin going for a run. And I was like, I know, girlies.
But you know what? It was nice because the place was obviously like deserted or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just kind of liked it. No, I didn't go for a massive run and I wasn't like breaking the sun. I think I even strolled up Donnybrook Hill because I wasn't able for the hill. So yeah, we did nothing then really. We just weren't eating our Christmas dinner. We went to the graves.
No, I got locked. Did you not get locked?
Oh, I got locked Christmas night.
Because it was such a weird Christmas.
Yeah.
And like everyone was kind of like, there was all everyone's family and we were Skyping a lot. There was loads
really?
Going on.
We didn't Skype anyone.
Oh, I was like Lindsay now in Australia and all
oh,
this
yeah.
crap. And I was just down in the Prosecco. It's because though my sister has the coupes and I just felt so glam. So I was always topping it up because I wanted the glamour of the coupe in the hand, you know.
That's another thing. I'm going to write down a list. We need to get coupes for the house.
We do.
2021.
Girlies, if you want to feel like that bitch, you need to get a French coupe for the champagne.
I think I texted every boy that I knew in Cork City. Not even, they didn't have to be gay. They did have a hint of gay with a pulse. On Christmas Day when I was locked.
Really?
Because as well, lads, I'm back in the family home. I've been back a while. I share a bedroom with my brother. I haven't been doing much. Do you know what I mean?
You can't even have a wank.
Not even that, but just in general, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And as well, like, no one's meeting up anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no hookup-y situations happening. I was messaging everyone.
Why you?
And as well, I thought one fair none. I was like, well, I'll book a hotel. I don't know what I was on about. And then I had the fear of God me then on St. Stephen's Day thinking, oh, is he going to ask me about that hotel?
But as well, if we're back in Cork, are people not like, Kevin, are you from the podcast? And you're like, yeah, girly, want to go for a ride?
And as well, right, I thought this Christmas week, because one or two people did like kind of do drop-offs of presents.
Oh, yeah.
And I was actually like, oh, when I heard the door knock. And then I was elated because I was like, actually, I don't even have to talk to them. I was like, they don't even have to come in. Even one of my annoying neighbours now in the park called over and I had been out the back putting, hilarious, my brother's dumbbells out to put out in the shed. My dad won't let me keep them in the house.
Why?
Because they're too big for the house, apparently.
I'm dead.
Bearing in mind now.
That's where you get it, though.
What?
You'd be the same with us.
Oh, yeah, I'd be the same with you. Yeah. Actually, I make you keep the weights out the back.
You're your dad's son.
I am, definitely. And that's one of the scariest things about being home. Is he'll say something and I'll go, oh my God, me.
That's me.
Do you know what I mean? But it's not a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's not a nice quality. But my dad has lots of nice qualities, just as whatever.
A caveat. Keep the peace at the house.
But anyway, I saw when the neighbor's in, I goes, he's definitely making a beeline for our house. And as well, he's one of the fellas to be making my dad having a fag with him. My dad's off the fags, like.
Yeah.
But he'd be making my dad have a fag with him.
Peer pressure.
So then he called over to the house and then I was like, oh, you're very good. I was like, happy Christmas, and I closed the door straight away. I was like, actually, not coming in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that, and as well, I just feel like because it was such a weird Christmas, there was no expectations on people, which was nice. It was nice. That was a positive. Obviously, really sad for people who couldn't make it back and stuff like this, and for people who had different Christmases abroad and stuff like that. As a year, I was like, there was just no expectation on anyone, which was a nice positive out of it.
Yeah. Now, very nearly did make it back then, sure. They were closing the borders there and all. Like coming back into Ireland if you're coming from the UK. I was up in a heap. I literally got, I think it was one of the last flights the day before they closed the borders. I couldn't rest. And there was like talks of them like shutting down the trains and the buses. So I ended up having to get an Uber to the airport. Which I think going forward.
Oh,
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a bit of money away. Like a few coins. I know I have a few coins. I mean, be using coins really, but just a bit of money away every week, or a little pot on my Monzo for when I travel home to Ireland, just to get an Uber. Because as well, it just comes to your door.
It's glamour.
There's no rushing to the tube with your suitcase and your door to door.
It's stunning.
And I think I'm just going to do it in the future, because now I did love it, but I was still up in a heap because I was thinking this flight mightn't even take off. Do you know what I mean? And then I was going through security and then they took my bag, which they never really catch me for. Next thing I was like, what's going on in the bag?
You always get pulled.
I got pulled that time when we were coming home for the show and I had the massive dildo in it.
Yeah.
And your man was screaming. Yeah. And I had to tell him before he opened it, I was like, just so you know now, there's a massive dildo in the bag. But anyway, it was for the show.
Yeah,
the show. Right, the show.
What kind of show?
But anyway, we'd gotten sent a gift of a slab of chocolate and it literally arrived the day before we came back. Obviously, hadn't opened it or anything. It was waiting until I got home. Went through the thing anyway, went through security. Beeped, taken over to the side, and then your one was going through my bag and she goes, have you a hammer in your bag? And I goes, a hammer? I goes, no. Anyway, she turned the x-ray screen around to me.
Yeah.
And then I just saw, as clear as day, a perfect outline of a huge hammer.
You smuggling weapons.
And I was kind of going, what the heck? And I was going, someone slipped it into my bag. And I said, I don't know. I goes, I don't think that's mine.
I left my bag unattended for 2 seconds, girl.
But literally she goes, oh, I'm going to have to scan every item individually, right?
No.
And she goes, what's this? And I go, slab of chocolate. And she goes, I'm going to have to open it up, right? Anyway, she opened it up and in it was this like thin hammer, but it was still a metal hammer for cracking the bar of chocolate, right? And then she goes, what's this? And I goes, oh, I didn't know that was in there at all. And I goes, that was a gift. And she goes, well, I'm going to have to throw it in the bin. But here she was there with her manky airport gloves all over the slab of chocolate. I was like, am I going to be able to eat that? No, I still did when I got home.
She cracked the chocolate open and it was full of drugs.
I was because I'd know what they're about.
Yeah.
But anyway, got on the flight. I don't know if it's the same for you. I was kind of looking around because the flight was kind of busy.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking around going, like, I don't know. I was thinking, I was kind of putting myself as like the main protagonist in the movie.
Oh, you thought
thinking,
someone would recognise you?
I thought maybe because the last time I came home to Cork, someone did. And they were like, here I was on the flight then. Me being polite as day anytime the air hostess came at me. No, thank you.
You were big shades on. You, no pics.
And a scarf. No, but literally nobody did. I was kind of allergic then. Do you know what I mean?
Well, my flight was empty though because I flew earlier,
you flew way earlier.
And I booked the emergency exit. I guess I always do that for Christmas. Give myself the legroom for Christmas. Babe, my legs are long.
You always do it for Christmas.
That's my Christmas present to myself.
That's something. Maybe I'll do that for Christmas for myself, is the Uber at Christmas.
Yeah.
Nah, then I'm only getting one a year. I want to do it every time.
Every time.
Every time, I think. I think we deserve it. Also, it's only about an extra 20 quid.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious that I could fly home for 26 quid and my Uber is 50.
I know, that is
hilarious. That is a bit disgusting.
It is mank.
Like, what's going on?
Anyway, we hope you had a good Christmas, no matter what shape it took.
Yeah. Merry Chrysler.
What the fuck does that mean?
What?
Merry Chrysler.
Merry
you
Chrysler. Always,
you keep saying it.
You weren't on Vine back in the day. You weren't one of the Vine kids.
You used to think always, you were Vine famous.
We used to always say, Merry Chrysler on Vine. Anyway, girls, hope you had a stunning one. Let's crack on with the F.
Let's crack on with the F, will we?
Right.
Let's get into this week's theme.
Yeah,
the theme for this week is 2020, oh what a year.
Alexa, play Countdown by Beyonce.
Did we do this before?
Did we do?
We don't know. Anyway, Beyonce, it's a bop.
I feel like she just has so many songs that we could use in it.
Yeah. Killing me softly. That riff at the beginning
is stunning.
It's stunning.
It's so good. I will always be
with you. Oh, come on, girls, we're nearly there. Well, we are there when this one comes out, or whatever. Ready?
They should do this one, the countdown clock.
6, 7, 8. Bounce, 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 bounce. Run. Put your hands up here.
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Wait, what day does this come out?
After New Year's for this country.
Alexa! Stop!
So this will be coming out on the Monday.
On the Monday.
Which is the 4th.
Oh!
So,
oh
yeah.
Also, it will mean that we'll have celebrated your birthday.
Yeah, girly.
Another year older.
Another year bolder.
Oh my God. How do you feel?
Nothing now, because I'm still
27. Yeah, but how do you feel? Imagine how you would feel after the birthday.
Okay, imagining. I'd probably feel the exact same.
Probably feel the exact same.
I'm going to forget what age I am in a few weeks anyway.
Yeah, you're not good at remembering your age.
But who wants to remember their age?
Who wants it anymore?
Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to remember my age.
I stopped counting after 21, am I right, girlies? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you kind of lose count after 21.
So 2020, girlies.
2020.
What a year.
What a year.
Unexpected.
A year I'll never forget for sure.
Really?
I won't forget it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not for the right reasons.
Yeah, I won't forget it either,
now,
I suppose.
All things considered, we'll say, from a podcast perspective.
Stunning.
Hasn't been the worst year. Lovely. In the sense that people have been going on their walks and stuff. People have had nothing better to be doing than to be watching TV or listening to a podcast. Been good for us in that sense.
And as well, though, this year we focused a lot more on the podcast. Like,
yeah,
we put out double the amount of episodes mm-hmm. we did than the last time.
Yeah, as I wipe a bead of sweat across my brow. Double the episodes, girlies.
Are you sick of us, girls?
I say people are sick of us, aren't
they? I say they're sick of us.
I say people are
I'm
sick of
us.
I'm sick of us.
Yeah. But it's grand, we're nearly at the end of the season, girlies.
Girlies, not much long more to put up with us for.
Just put up with us for a bit.
Another bit longer, girlies. We're
no, but I
there.
Did, to be honest, looking back on it, I loved where the podcast went to this year. And the people, like, everyone's just so lovely. I just mm-hmm. feel like everyone who listens are just the nicest people ever.
You say this every... Like, I'm not disagreeing, Don, right?
I was
but
watching...
you say this every third
I episode. Was watching the wrap-up of Schitt's Creek, right? And they were talking
yeah.
about how,
oh, did
like,
you watch that episode?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's meant to be really stunning.
I was watching about how, like, the fans of Schitt's Creek are just the loveliest people ever. Everyone who works with them are the loveliest people ever. And it just feels really nice. And I was like, that's the podcast. I just
isn't
never...
It?
I just feel really
two of us.
No, but like everyone who like if we ever have a guest on, all
we've
the
had
girlies,
one guest.
All the girlies at Acast, all the management, like well, like
what?
But like our
are you running
stuff,
a different podcast?
All the girlies at Aoife at Acast. Do we not love her?
I love Aoife.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like we haven't even met them.
We have on Skype, on Zoom or whatever it's called. I keep calling all Zoom chats Skypes.
Can someone please explain to me why in the year 2020? I've had to explain the concept of Uber to my dad again. I can't believe it hasn't sank in.
I saw
well,
your tweet.
It's
I was
every
getting...
time I'm home. And I, you know what? I'm not just doing it for the last thing is, anytime I'm home, like I told him, I was like, I got an Uber now to the airport. Uber, those, they're unlicensed now, are they? And I'm going, like he just thinks that anyone can just log into an app and just chose themselves
oh, really?
An Uber. He doesn't understand the concept at all. And like, oh, but the thing is, I'm bad from telling him what it is, and I refuse to do it anymore. I even said to him that time, I said, Dad, I said, I'm not telling you ever again what an Uber is. So I said, if you want it, if you still don't know, I said, go Google it.
Why don't you just tell him you got a taxi?
Because I didn't, I got an Uber. Like, I don't even use the word taxi. It's become redundant in my vocabulary.
Oh, excuse me.
No, but when was the last time you got a taxi cab?
Oh, never.
Never. Yeah. We don't do it.
But the black ones in London are very expensive.
The black cabs?
Yeah.
They're outrageously expensive. And then, I've never been in one.
What?
I think I did that time when I went to see Wicked with Barry and Phil.
They make me feel very ill because sometimes you're riding backwards and girls, that just doesn't suit me.
Oh yeah, I love that.
No. Where were we? Oh, 2020. Very good year for the podcast. Thanks, girls. You know we love ye. I'm a bit too much in love with them, I think.
Yeah, but then it makes out as if I don't give a shit.
No,
I obviously
do.
But you say every third ep. I don't know, are you going for the audience award or what?
No, I just really appreciate you.
Miss Congeniality. Dull. It's a podcast. You're not winning any awards.
Babe, I already know. They already know I'm the nicer one. It's fine.
Right.
I don't have to I don't have to underline it.
I don't care. I'm a bad bitch. What can I say? I'm real. I'm the realest.
You're the realest bitch.
Every day one, I'm the realest up in here.
But yeah, so it was a crazy year. Ups and downs. We were skipping because we were listening
don't
to...
Don't say crazy year.
It was a crazy year.
Don't say crazy year, though. What are you saying? The year was... I wouldn't say crazy. I would say it was just annoying year.
It was depressing.
Yeah, a lot of it was depressing.
It was. We were skitting because we were listening. Well, Kevin was because I didn't. I didn't. But listen to the last year's
end. Oh, yeah.
And you were skitting because you were like, PJ.
Oh, my God.
I thought this year was going to be the best year of my life.
See, some people had actually messaged us this throughout the year and have been like, who were kind of behind in the podcast and might have only discovered us during lockdown. And were like, oh, just at your New Year's ep now. Guys, literally, the two of ye are like prophets. Like, you literally...
Well, it was you.
What did I do again? Oh, yeah, because...
I was like, 2020 is going to be my year. I can't wait. You were like, it's not going to be
my year. I goes, girls, 2020 is not going to be my year. Because I was saying it was going to be too many people's year. And I said, 2023 for me.
23? So you've got another year to go.
No,
2 years
not
to
saying
go.
The next years are going to be shocking. Okay. But I thought 2023... I'd be 30. I feel like I'm going to be a bit more carefree.
I think you're going to be amazing in 30. I've even seen your personal growth this year and I'm
really?
So proud of you. Yeah. Even your approach to like sex and relationships.
Yeah.
Your approach to your OCD.
Is that getting better?
Yeah.
Do you think?
You're more self-aware.
More aware, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good for me.
Yeah.
But we foresaw that, right? Also, well, I wrote down some chaotic quotes from the episode
okay.
that I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
Okay.
Right, 1 second. There was that one, so I said, I feel like 2020 is not going to be my year. PJ mentioned how we spent 25 quid on a new Gorgy planner for the year. What a scream. Can we find that planner? Do you have the planner?
I think it's propping up our table back in London. I didn't write it once.
What would you be planning?
Fucking hell. I don't even know what that planner is.
Anyone who bought an expensive planner last year... What were you using for? Nothing.
How can we reuse? Girlies, drop in our DMs some upcycling ideas for the
planner.
Planner.
We're going to have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into like our resolutions and our goals for the new
mm-hmm.
year. When we start going through
yeah,
them.
Yeah, let's go through them.
Right, so PJ wanted to be a full licensed driver by the end of the year. Screaming you didn't leave the house.
But I couldn't do it, like.
No, but I'm not saying, oh, shame on you for not doing it. But like, even if you could, where would you be driving to? We couldn't go anywhere.
I only drove Kevin Madge. That's not the only thing I drove this year.
But not putting away the washing up.
What? I always put away the washing
you,
up.
You the goal of saving money.
Well, I did save a load of money this year.
That's really good.
Just because, like...
Now, actually, I don't... Can we move on? Because so I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I just was like...
I know, but I was on furlough for most of the year, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I was earning 80% of my wage.
Well, when I say loads, I just mean I've saved, like, whereas before I had no savings. Now I have a bit because... I'm not going out every weekend.
Yeah.
And like, I can, I was buying myself the expensive bottle of wine in lockdown. Yeah, I was having us do the organic veg for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, you were buying the patio heaters.
You need to drop the patio heaters. It was cold, babe. And if we,
but
and
you
if
never
we
put
could,
them up.
And if we could set those up, it was because the gate is too flimsy.
Yeah, the gate is too flimsy.
Remember, I put it up and it fell on my head.
That was my highlight.
Me with my Aperol spritz. And me, oh, look at this. It's actually grand, isn't it? Like a beer garden. Next thing, patio heater, slap off my head.
And as well, we were afraid that it was going to set the fence alight because the wood was getting really hot. So anyway, that's actually good that we couldn't keep the patio heater
going. So saved a bit, girls.
That's good. That's actually really good. And I think that's going to be one of mine. Actually, it's not. If really? I have a bit of money, I'm going to want to spend it on a haul if we can do something.
Oh, well, in 2021, if we can do anything, I'm doing it. Like, so I'm money's not an option.
Yeah.
Well, it is, because obviously there's a ceiling. I won't be like, let's rent a mansion because I don't have the funds. But like, I'll go on a weekend trip to Berlin.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, we're mad to go to Berlin, girls.
We're mad. And girlies, we know there's some of you over there.
Yeah.
And we're staying on your couch, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to Berlin, I'm sorry.
We're going to Berlin.
Also, if I'm not able to save money, one thing I want to do, though, definitely this year, and I'm going on about it a while, is I want some shares or stocks.
I can't do that.
Why?
Because, like,
we don't know anything about it, but I'm going to learn.
I just feel like, like, I feel like it's a lot of learning. And I feel
it's
like,
a lot of learning.
And I feel like...
But they've been doing it on the apps.
But as well, when people go, oh, I just invested in shares and stocks and stuff, I'm like, oh, you dickhead.
But I won't... That's the difference here. I'm not going to tell anyone.
I just hate seeing TikToks popping up in my feed being like, have you invested in this stock? Someone just bought this company. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get on TikTok.
I'm just sticking to the Sammy Stamps.
But if it's making it applicable to you, or in a way that you can understand it, like through TikTok,
yeah,
isn't that making it more...
Yeah, I think I should manageable. Learn, but... I just feel like, because I get really addicted to the coin machines in the leisure
yeah.
place. You know,
and down La Scala in Crossover.
Yeah, and you push out the 20p's and yeah. the 20 cents and get loads of money. I feel like I could become really addicted to the stock market.
You have an addictive personality.
I do, yeah.
You
I
need do. To,
yeah.
But wouldn't it be good? No, that's capitalism. Fuck capitalism, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, should I be getting any stocks if I'm anti-capitalism?
I feel like your stocks energy, though.
Don't say that to me.
I think it's the rolled up sleeves.
You don't have to be wearing a suit to be involved in stocks and shares.
I suppose, yeah.
I own two suits. I don't even own that many suits.
I didn't say anything about you wearing a suit, babe.
Yeah, what did you say again?
We're just very focused on the stock market lately.
I'm not at all. Someone, basically, our friend bought shares in Disney there a while back.
Oh, Craig and Harris.
Yeah, can we say them? Because we're talking about...
Is stocks, is it NDA?
Is it lucrative dealings?
Our friend Killian be always telling me to invest
yeah,
in stocks.
Yeah, he'd always be telling
shares.
Us to buy stocks, but I'm like, oh, but also I want to get a takeaway.
Would they ever just give him a few bob and he'd do a farm?
That's the thing. Maybe if I was to get someone who was involved in it and gave them a bit of money.
I say I'd be fleeced, would I? I'm so naive, I'd be fleeced.
Also, I have an uncle who used to work in a bank up in Dublin. I'm sure if he was to listen to this, he'd actually sob.
Really?
He'd go, oh my God, he's sick of shit. Do you know what I mean? I know nothing. As well, and there are kids our age. Kids. There are people our age making a few bob off the stocks.
Really?
Well, the lads invested in Disney, and at the time I was going, Disney?
How much do they make, though? Because if I'm going through all the effort, I want to be getting like thousands.
But I think that's because you'd have to be putting in thousands.
But if someone's like, I made 100 quid, I'm like, I'd rather work an extra shift. You know what I mean?
I need to say no more.
That didn't age well, did it?
That didn't age well at all.
You were only gagging to say yes to something in 2020.
But the thing is, I was kidding because I was like, after that I was like, no, I was like, I just say yeah to everything. Like, and I was like, when friends ask me to go out, like if I don't want to, I just need to say no. It did not age well.
It did not age well.
Like, so like going forward into the new year, I'm just going to be a yes sir. I'm just going to say fucking yeah.
I'm a yes mr.
I'm going to go out every, now I keep saying I'm going to go out every weekend. But then as well, I do enjoy my weekends in. That's
you
the thing.
Don't.
No, but ultimately, like, I love going out and I love going for a dance, but sometimes I do love staying in. I know why I'm saying that.
I just want to hug people more.
Yeah, that's a good
more
one
hugs.
For the new year. I also said I want to date more in general.
Oh, that didn't age well either.
I mean, LOL.
LOL, love.
I mean, LOL. How many dates did I go on last year? I'd say I had been on one or two before lockdown.
And you did a few coffee strolls, didn't you?
Well, I went on one date before lockdown and I ended up chatting to a fella for 5 months, which is
oh,
hilarious.
Yeah, the fuckboy. I just call everyone who Kevin once dated a fuckboy. Because they let you slip through their fingers.
But
you know
he
what
wasn't
mean?
Even. I went on a date with him and then, no, I was chatting to him for ages and then he was saying, oh, I think we've become good friends. And I was going, yeah, because I haven't seen you for 5 months and we've been fucking FaceTiming.
Did
anyway.
You not send any, like, bits?
No, I didn't. I wasn't really because I kind of... To be honest, I kind of saw him as a friend too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of... And then there was that fella. Remember the fella I met for coffee?
And he was flirting with the other
he
fella
was flirting
when you
with
were
the
there.
Other fella.
I was skitting at that. Did we tell the girls that before?
We spoke to Lauren about it. Remember when we did that Instagram Live?
Well, I don't think everyone who listens to the podcast weren't tuned in. So do you want to talk about it now
Well,
again?
Basically, I was just chatting to this fella. And he was pure handsome now, right? And we went for coffee. But then he was starting to annoy me already because he was like, Oh, he asked me what my goals were for the next 5 years.
Sorry, if someone goes to me, what are your goals for the next 5 years? And like, I go, my goal in the next 5 minutes is leaving this stage because you're fucking weird, and I would just leave.
I hate that question in general, and I even said to him, I was like, you know what? I was like, I never really had a 5-year plan or like a goal to like get to the point where I am now, and I said I'm quite content, but I just said...
I would have been like, is this a job interview, babe?
But you know what I mean? And it was meant to be a date, and I was like, I did feel like I was almost getting grilled. But that was grand, right? Because yeah. I suppose maybe he was just making conversation. But the worst was then was... So I was like, so I don't really have anything. I said, I have a few things that I want to have done.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't have whatever 5-year plan. And I said, like, where do you see yourself? And he just said, I just want to be happy.
Fuck.
And I was like, don't go fucking asking me that. So that tipped me over the edge already.
Well, you're never going to be happy because no one will like you when you ask questions like that, you fucking weirdo.
Anyway, this fella then pops around the corner. We were in Shoreditch and he was looking handsome. And your man goes, do you guys know where Box Park is? Anyway, your man's
He
was from the States. Your man's face was on the day with lit up. And I was kind of like, okay, what's this about? And he goes, and anyway, he got up over the table because we were having the coffee outside al fresco. Anyway, he goes, yeah, he goes, you're not that far. He goes, it's literally about 5-minute walk that way. And he goes, you're not from here, are you? And I was like, no shit, Sherlock.
He's American. He's asking America. You for directions.
You know what I mean? And then he goes, no, he goes, I'm just over here for work. And he goes, this is what the fella I'm on the date now says, by the way. He goes, you're a model, aren't you? Right? And then I got this. I was like, well, fuck my drag. Me sitting and thinking, like, what am I? Do you know what I mean? And then
he's asking you your goals and how you're going to succeed. And he's like, you're beautiful, stunning, and a model.
He was like, he was practically on a horn the whole time we were there. And then he goes, what's your name? And your man goes, it's Omar. Anyway, your man slams the table that I'm sitting at and he spilled my coffee. He goes, no freaking way. He goes, my brother's name is Omar. And I just goes, and then, so basically as well at this point, I'm in between the two of them. So I'm kind of flicking over to your man and kind of going, isn't that what? You know what I mean? I was just like,
I'm going to leave you two with their lads.
But that's what I wanted to say. And I was like, actually, I was like, what's the point? You know what I mean? And I was and like, then, I'm sorry, wasted my breath. Then? Your man went to Box Park then. And then I continued on the date with your man. And then I was like, and then I made up a lie about how I was doing loads of... I said I was doing loads of stuff that I wasn't even doing just because I knew I was going to see him again.
Yeah.
And then I said we were going away at the weekend to my summer house in Cornwall. And then I think, because then he started to get a bit of interest then again because he was like, oh, who's your man? So I was like, no. But anyway, what a waste.
What a waste.
What a waste.
So, but you will date more this year.
I don't want to even say date, I just want to say more lads.
I have a prediction and I might send you. I feel like you're going to meet someone this year, like properly.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, then the thing is, my view on relationships has kind of changed after lockdown because I was like, oh, God, love the couples who are just cooped up together in the gaff. And I'm like, am I?
Or who could never see each other for the whole year.
Or that. Am I anti-monogamy?
I don't think you are.
Am I polyamorous? Now, do I say that?
I love that. I'd love that for you and I'd love that for me. But I'd love to be that bitch who'd be like, oh, girl, I'm polyamorous. Like, it's 2021. Yeah. Like, this is the way we go. Yeah. But I'm not.
But am I not? Am I just saying it to make myself sound more interesting because I'm not that interesting?
You're very interesting. Well,
you know, I kind of in my head, I went when he said that, I went, oh.
You were,
and I'm grand.
Yeah,
I'm not
the
like
polyamory would obviously make you more.
It'd be another layer, yeah. And as well, I love it because I think people see you and like you scream polyamory. I mean, in your in your aesthetic, okay. No, because you know you're a bit like light and loose.
What?
You just said to me earlier, I look like the type who would engage in stocks and shares. And I'm saying you kind of give off a polyamorous vibe.
Okay, okay.
So they'd expect it to be you, but then I hit him with the polyamory.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know one of my favourite clips of all time is that Irish one? Remember she was in the Big Brother house and she goes, I'm polyamorous. And she couldn't say paprika either, it's the same one. Anyway, so I don't even care about dating in the new year. I just want more interactions of a physical nature with lads. No, because the thing is like...
It must have been hard.
I just want to be going to... the club and kissing for us.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
You know, I saw Instagram. I was going through my Instagram highlights for this episode, and we were in a club night in Heaven in London, and the gaff was packed.
Was it the night Nadine Coyle?
Yeah, yeah. We were nearly crowd surfing.
Yeah,
I was having a scream. You were having a scream. Everyone fucking was there having a scream. We were having a scream.
Yeah,
and I was like, that was 2020. It's so
that was
weird.
2020. What a weird one.
Anyway, what else?
Anything else? PJ, also, you said read more. Which is grand, like...
The thing is, right?
Yeah.
I would have done that.
Yeah.
If I was on the tube more.
That's what I say.
I do my reading on the tube.
I love reading on the tube as well.
Like, I read a full book. There was a time in London where we were going into the office because I had to, like, do some shoots and stuff.
Yeah.
And on the way to the office every day, I was reading. And I got through a book in, like, a week.
Yeah. But I'm the exact same. I actually, even though I've had way more downtime, air quotes. Do I say air quotes? I hate myself. I've actually read less because, like you, I like reading when I'm on the tube. You know what I mean? So I've, and obviously I haven't been on the tube a whole lot this year.
Even coming back then for Christmas, I brought two books back with me and I goes, I'm going to be that bitch and my mum's going to be shaking because I'm going to have a glass of red and I'm going to go, I'm just going reading my book and I'm going to get in the corner, cooped up in an armchair. But sure, I'm just watching telly and being on TikTok.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm kind of the same, to be honest.
But if we can travel more and do more bits in 2021... I'll do more reading.
More reading,
I'm carrying that one over.
Now, one interesting thing you did say as well was you said that you at that point you would kind of just finish reading Normal People, which I think is crazy because we mentioned that in that episode and then we end up doing the interview with Paul Mescal, which is crazy.
And I just also finished listening to Dermot Kennedy's album, putting it out there for 2021.
Oh, did you?
No, I didn't, but I just want to say that for the universe to deliver Dermot onto the show.
And also, really interestingly, I thought at the end we said, like, things that we need to keep going with and keep the momentum going with for the new year was protest for things we believe in and keep fighting for equal rights.
Black Lives Matter.
For, like, marginalised communities. And that's something we've made more progress with in the year 2020 is, like, a fight towards, like, racial equality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and sorry, no, I just think it's amazing that... that's now a part of everyday conversation.
Yeah,
like,
that's
ever
good.
Since the whole Black Lives Matter movement happened, and it was a long time coming, I just find myself now, even at Christmas, like talking about race more openly and addressing our privilege.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You know? So that's one thing I think that we can be grateful for. Now, obviously...
there's loads to go.
There's still a huge amount of work to do or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we've, I don't know, made a bit more progress and that people are talking about it and people are addressing their own... privilege, you know,
and
what
just
I mean?
Even being more aware of your privilege, especially within the gay community, like being like, just because we're white gays that we're like in a minority group that we're like, okay, but like that we're privileged within that minority group, you know what I mean?
So that's another taking from 2020, which I'm kind of like, you know,
that
what
was
I mean?
a positive, very much a positive,
yeah. And I just thought again, isn't it weird that we were saying that in our New Year's ep and then the year that we've had,
yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Mad,
pure weird. Episode?
Was there some kind of crystal in my kitchen or something?
What was going on? The bit that does actually freak me out is the fact that I was like, nah, 2020.
So like, we know this year has been a struggle. Everybody knows, right?
Yeah.
But are there things that you've learned about yourself this year that you can take forward in like a positive light?
Can you start by telling us what you've learned about yourself?
Why?
Because you were mad to do this section.
I just think it's nice out of the darkness you take a bit of light and something that you've learned about yourself, and it's nice.
Of course, but I just had to dig a bit deeper to find things, whereas like, I love this for you. I'm not saying like that it's like a bad thing that you're like, oh, I've learned this. Like, if I'm being completely honest, it is a year that I want to draw a line under and just be like, I got over it and not think about it too much.
And I'm not saying you have to learn something about yourself. I'm just saying, personally, I just felt like surprised because I spent more time but myself that
I usually would.
I've been like, okay, there's been some growth there and some positivity.
Okay,
one of the things, and I'm kind of accrediting this to Megan Thee Stallion, right? Is that being hot is a state of mind.
Love.
Girlies, there's been so long PJ Kirby has put herself down. I've been like...
really?
Looking in the mirror being like, oh, I don't like that about myself. I feel like shit. Like, look at the state of me there. No. Not anymore.
And you learned that in 2020.
Yeah. I'm a hot bitch. And I'm not going to apologise for being a hot bitch anymore. I'm not... If I want to post a picture of me looking hot, I'm going to put it up and I'm going to go, look how hot I look in this picture.
I thought you were an unapologetic hot bitch in 2019.
That was fake hot bitch.
So you were feigning it more. So you're owning it more.
I'm owning it now.
Okay, I
get
you.
And I don't
you.
Give a shit. And if someone goes, oh, look at the state of him, I'm like, I'm unreal.
But you know what? Sometimes... I actually feel bad because I think your hesitation to like post a hot pic is because me laughing.
Sometimes.
It actually is, isn't it?
Only sometimes.
But you fear what I'm going to say, which is so weird.
Just because like you're my best friends and I'd be mortified because you'd be like, ah, say to you there.
I would never.
Not anymore though.
Yeah, I love that. But that's a great takeaway.
Yeah, I'm loving it now. So, and
thanks,
as well,
Megan.
Girlies, just like no matter what shape, size, whatever way you look in the mirror, you need to just learn to love yourself. Because as well, no, like, What I've learned is, like, if you feel hot and you just tell yourself you're hot, if you project that, people see you as hot.
Oh,
it's
my
weird.
God, yeah, completely.
It's like confidence is the sexiest thing. It doesn't matter what you look like, it's the confidence you're putting behind it.
Completely.
You know,
but you know what? I actually accredit so much of my confidence. No, and there's some areas of my life where I'm not that confident, but so much of my confidence in the way I carry myself to my ballet training. Because... What? This is actually serious. No, because ballet was actually great for my posture, right?
Oh, really?
And training for 3 years in ballet over in London or whatever, it actually, people will always like compliment me on my posture.
Oh.
So when I'm walking down the street, my shoulders are back and I'm giving off, and people must think I'm really, no, doll, that's my porte de bras. That's my carriage.
Porte de bras carriage,
but it
girly.
Is, it is a lot to do with how you carry yourself.
Stunning.
And I think, like, I don't think I'm the hottest thing in creation, do you know what I mean? But when I go into a room and I have those shoulders back, I'm going to be like, this is me.
So in less time, so in 2021, girlies, we're spending less time looking about what we're going to change, and we're spending more time going, no, let's just fucking own
She's
it.
She's got it.
Yeah, my nose is crooked, I don't give a shit.
Is this?
Yeah.
Turn profile.
Look at me, no, straight on.
Oh.
Isn't it?
No, I never would have known that.
Yeah, one of my eyes is lazy, I don't give a shit.
Show me a girl whose eyes aren't lazy. Do you know what I mean?
Especially in Ireland, girls. I think it was something to do with the famine, was it?
I think it was to do with, like, everyone knew everyone, was it?
We're all cousins. That's why I'm delighted Jose's Filipino. There's no way we're cousins, like, thank God.
Is there any other...
That was my main one.
I love that.
That being a hot bitch is a state of mind.
Love
Another
that.
One is that... If there wasn't, because like 2020 was like an apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
And if there actually was one, I wouldn't be the Will Smith. I wouldn't be I Am Legend Will Smith fighting.
Yeah.
I'd be the one who's just like, oh, girls, the zombies are going to kill us. Do you want to call over and we'll do like some wine and we'll just have a bit of a laugh before it ends?
Really?
I'd just be the very, like, when everyone was like panicking. So there was people panicking about the pandemic. There was people like out protesting against the masks who were chaos and obviously unfollow.
Yeah.
And then there's just me in the middle being like, ah, that's whatever.
Okay,
we'll
you're indifferent.
Indifferent. I'd be very indifferent in a zombie apocalypse. And I kind of like that for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you mean. Would I be indifferent to it?
Like, I wasn't tweeting being like, oh my God, Gemma met her friend and like what she's ruining it for everyone. But then I also wasn't like... Oh my God, this is bullshit and this isn't
real.
I was very much just like, oh, we need to isolate, let me isolate.
Yeah, I've had very much a middle ground on it as well,
I
think.
Just like, let's just be careful.
Yeah, let's be careful.
So, yeah, I just learned that.
Okay.
And then the last thing was, and this is the soppy bit. I knew this before, but my friends and family, I'd be literally lost without them.
Okay.
Because I'd be going into dark places in my head when I'm alone.
Yeah.
And like, there's if I didn't see you for like a few days or like if we were fighting or something... Very bad. Or if I was like, if I couldn't contact like my family or like Jose or anything, be very sad.
Yeah.
So need to lean on each other, girlies.
Yeah, exactly.
Where
that's a lovely
important.
One. That's really nice.
But I can't wait to see that random acquaintance in the club that you never see. You only see them in the club and you go, ah, I miss you so much. And then they're like, yeah, how are you? Good, you? We don't talk about the depression we went through during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We just talk about the good times we have when we dance to the music.
I can't wait to never talk about it again. Ever again. Because as well, it's so weird because we obviously came home in the summer and it's as if like, at that point we'd been dealing with it for like, 4 months or whatever at that point. So I kind of thought, oh, coming home at Christmas, like things would be better. But obviously, like, cases are up, everything.
I think
whatever.
It's at its peak.
So, like, I'll come down in the morning and I'll say good morning to my mum. And instead of saying good morning, she will tell me how many new cases have been announced. And I'm kind of going, I just can't wait till the day comes where someone says the word corona and I have to go, what was that again?
What? The beer.
And I go, well, I'd sooner think of the virus. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be thinking of the beer. But do you know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to that.
And it mightn't happen overnight, girls. We know 2021 isn't going to be like a magic reset.
Of course not.
But we're projecting for positivity in the
future.
Yeah,
exactly. A bit of positivity.
Fake it till you make it, girlies. It's been our approach to the podcast. It's our approach to 2021 too.
So I don't know if I've learned a lot about myself this year. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's cemented some of the things I thought about myself.
Okay.
So like, you know the way how I always used to go on about how I enjoy my own company?
Yeah.
Like, I know that that's true after
the pandemic.
I do like my own company. You know what I mean? And see, the one thing is, I think we spoke about this before, maybe on the Patreon episode, but like one of the things that I loved about like my early mornings in work when I started work at 5:30 was finishing at 2:30 and having a whole, you know, 4 or 5 hours before the rest of you came home from work.
To yourself.
To myself. I love that time for me. You know what I mean? Or waking up by myself and like when I was like when I used to cycle to work
and there being out.
You know what I mean? And there being no one on the roads.
Yeah.
And or no one on the tube. Like, I love that for me. So what am I saying again?
You hated us being in the house during during the pandemic.
No, I was saying it also like it reinstated to me like how much like,
that's good.
I'm good enough by myself.
I'm seeing some solo travel trips for you in your future.
I'd love to do the solo travel because well, and I would like I do love the idea of just going into a random bar in a random city and then just chatting to the person inside there. Maybe going back to theirs.
Babe, get your tripod, get you a self timer, and off you go.
Oh my god, yeah.
Get your travel pics, #Wonderlust.
Oh my god. Another thing I've learned is that, you know what, the reason I wasn't going into work, I wasn't hating it. And I think, not that I want to be on the dole or whatever, but I'd actually love a wealthy husband and I'd love to be the homemaker. The thing is, I still want to establish something in my own name and in my own right, and I wanna, you know, do well and like achieve stuff myself. Yeah. But also, I don't hate the idea of
you love me not being the breadwinner.
I love keeping a home.
You do.
You know what? And I don't think there's any. Of course, there's no shame in that.
Oh, that's a full time job in itself.
That's a gig. So it's like I don't mind the idea of my wealthy fella going out, come back, and me coming in and giving him a kiss in the cheek when he comes in,
and serving him the bussy.
I was going to say serving him dinner, but I don't think I'd even cook. I don't want to cook the dinner either. Can you be a homemaker and not do the dinners? I don't like doing the dinner. I don't like doing a dinner for myself, not to mention for a family. I'm getting someone in. I'm getting someone in.
You'd be one of the Notting Hill homekeepers.
That's what I mean. Like,
oh,
I
the
do.
Mammy's there.
So I've learned that like, I don't actually mind. And as well, like the thing is, you go off, you do your yoga in the morning.
That's the
you
thing,
go meet
like,
the girls for coffee in the afternoon.
On your first point, it kind of suits you because the your hubby be away, he'd be doing the work, the kids will be at school, you can do your mammy bits, and then come back, and you'll be loving life then.
Now, for all the potential suitors out there as well, I'm not someone with no ambition. I've got drive.
Oh, you have ambition and drive.
You know what I mean? So, like, no, don't be fooled.
You'll be like... You'll be a famous actor.
Yeah.
And then you do your bits. That's my claim to fame.
Yeah.
Maybe some reality maybe King of the Jungle.
Love. Or then, Strictly.
Or Strictly.
Yeah, I'd love
and
to Strictly.
And then you settle down with the kids and you go, oh girl, I'll stay at home with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love
maybe
that.
I can't say how do you say it? Philanthropy.
You can never say this word.
Philanthropy.
That was it.
Maybe some philanthropy. Well, I'm not going to be a presenter after that anyway.
I love the idea, charity, guys. Like. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I actually do like the idea of it. I'm not going
to
lie
we
about it.
We need to get you on some kind of app.
Also, you just said bits there, and it's so funny because since I've come home, my mum always says chickeny bits, right?
I love
so
that.
So she'll be like, there's some chickeny bits there now you can put down for... And my dad hates it. It's so funny.
I love it.
So we're all just mad saying bits in the house.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I can.
Is there anything else I learned about myself? Oh, I've learned the joy of a laundress. Mine are so shit. You going on about how you're feeling yourself, you're a boss ass bitch going around projecting this hot energy, me going on with the laundress.
You love the laundress.
I'm a boring
though.
I've been going on about the stocks and shares and the laundress.
But you've been talking about the laundress since you went there. You made me and Clara go, are you on a commish?
That was actually one of my biggest revelations of 2020 was the fact that the laundress is a 5-minute walk from our house. And because the thing is, now I know our tumble dryers or whatever, are they great for the environment? Probably not. But you know what? Not great for my mental health is having damp clothes
on the
in
horse
the living
in
room.
The kitchen.
We don't need it. We have
don't.
The space.
And
A.
Well. Yeah, no.
And B, it's going into the balls.
And aesthetically, it's not cute.
It's not cute. So you know what? I'm happy that that's been one of my revelations.
Do you know what I love about the laundrette? Is I feel like...
We do a laundrette app.
We could do a laundrette
live from the laundrette.
But too noisy.
We need to do a photo shoot there, though. I think
that's
be
what
iconic.
I was saying. So when I'm there, I always think of myself as the protagonist in like some New York film.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going about my days. And it's very mystery. It's very, and the girl is lightning and thunder.
It's very mystery.
Very mystery.
I love that about the laundrette.
Do you know what I might do in the new year?
Start up a laundrette.
No, add bring a book to the laundrette. Because how peak protagonist would you be in the laundrette with a book?
Well, one time I was actually doing editing bits on the laptop.
You were.
And I had to run to the laundrette because I had to have the sheets on my bed before I went to bed. I only have the one set. I'm mortified. I vowed to myself going now. But I goes, oh, fact that I'll bring the laptop over. Oh my God, I could have been working on government plans for all anyone knew.
Everyone,
you know what I mean?
Was like, who's that girl? La, 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 la.
I think someone saw the audio like lines on the editing suite, and I think they thought I was a fucking DJ.
When people, I love what I'm doing, editing the podcast in public, and people see the audio lines and they think I'm Tiesto. I do, we skip me like this, just working on some fresh beats, girlies.
I love that. I love that. So they're my takeaways and learnings. And you know what? You know, I'm not mad about them. As in, like, I'm not angry that they're my takeaways. I'm actually pleased.
They're good.
Rich husband, laundress.
Laundress, sorted.
Now, ideally, when I have the rich husband, we'd have the tumble dryer in the gaff.
Yeah, you need it in the gaff.
I'd love a utility room.
Well, if I have a utility room in my gaff when I'm older, chef's kiss.
That's how you know you've made it, isn't
that's
it?
That's how you know you've made it, girlies. Oh my God, what a skit.
Yeah.
Imagine having it in your room.
And then when you're back on a Sunday after doing your country walk with your fella and you put your wellies
in the utility.
Now, do I want to wear wellies?
Nah. Do I want to be in the country? No, I don't.
Do I want to be in the mud?
When I come back from brunch and after going to like a fashion gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I'll
what
put
I
my
do.
Balenciaga boots in there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Also, girls, when we were looking back on this year, we were like, there were some moments in this year that were V queer, V gay.
Yeah.
But people didn't know they were.
They were implicitly queer.
Yeah.
They were hinting at an underlying queerness and they weren't like in your
face.
You'd
never look at that and go, work mama, yes.
Yeah.
But it was very gay.
It resonated acutely with the queers, didn't it?
Queer Twitter ate it up. Let's
queer
just
Twitter
say
ate it up. Yeah,
that,
exactly.
And that was the litmus test for these moments.
Okay,
what was one?
So we're going to do a bit of a countdown for what would we call them? Like moments you didn't know were queer but actually are from 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
or,
what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Secret queer moments of 2020.
Yeah, is there a more succinct title?
I don't know. Anyway, you get the gist, girl.
Anyway, you get what we're going on about. I wanted to say, because we were actually going to do a whole episode on this, but we never did. And we recorded, when we first came back for the most recent season, we recorded an episode, at the end of it, we spoke for about 20 minutes, and we were like, oh, we had so much to say in that episode, we had to remove all of it. We were speaking about selling Sunset.
Oh, yeah.
It was a huge moment for us in the height of the pandemic, getting a TV and being able to like watch a Netflix series together. We watched Selling Sunset and Christine Quinn just served it every... She brought it every ball.
It was her looks was queer culture.
Yeah, so Christine's looks from Selling Sunset, like just every time she came on screen. And like, first of all, I just thought she was fucking hilarious anyway. Yeah. Like we still talk about the
She's
moment.
She's an absolute bitch.
When she said, what did she say to...
Dementia or something.
She said to, what's your mum's name? Crochelle?
Crochelle, yeah.
No, that's the...
No, she's, you know, Crochelle. And she goes, that's you the name might of the... remember Crochelle. Because you have dementia.
She goes, do you have dementia?
And I'm like, you just can't say that.
Why was she saying that to her? But anyway, but her outfits... And as well, her hair. Can we talk about her hair? Remember that when she came out in that feathery dress and she could move in it and she had the chainmail going through her hair.
The chainmail in the hair.
And most notably, outfit-wise, there were two for me. She had that, the like Joker neon look.
Stunning. Mine was her Saved by the Bell glasses, chic look.
The purple.
Yeah.
I love that purple pastel with the purple glasses.
Yeah, stunning.
She knew how to wear glasses as well.
Also, she knew that she was playing the villain. Like,
also, she just knows how editing and production works.
Yeah, she knew it.
Who are you constantly seeing now? As well, I think she's the one I'm following, so that's maybe why I'm constantly seeing her.
Yeah.
But like, her and what's the sexy fella that Mary married? Antonio fella.
No, you can't say that. I don't know his name.
French fella, Roberto or something. I got to talk some French names. Anyway, him as well.
Yeah.
But like, She did an episode of MTV Cribs. She just knows how
she
to...
She knows how
she's
to
She's an
sell
actress.
It. Yeah, she
you
is.
You know what I mean?
She is.
Even in those moments, I'm just like, you are so... Like that moment where the girls came over to her house for a cup of tea and she knew how to make tea and she had the two pigtails. You know what I mean? She was a great woman for me.
Yeah, she was.
For both of us. We spoke about her constantly.
Yeah, she was the saving grace.
She was the moment.
She was the moment. Another queer moment that no one knew was Meghan and Harry bunking the royal family.
Oh, iconic.
Like, sorry now. How queer is our going? I'm taking your son and I'm gone. I love her.
You know what I mean? And
also,
going...
don't they have their own podcast now?
Oh, I saw this.
But also, they start it and he goes, hi, I'm Harry. And she goes, and I'm Meghan. And I go, and you're plagiarising us.
Oh my gosh.
Inspired by Grandmam Girlies.
We're going to have to get the lawyers on it.
We're going to have to.
But also, that is iconically queer.
It is.
I love it. Because as well, it's going... it's just leaving the family home for a bigger dreams. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They were suffocated in the palace.
They were. She wasn't welcome in the gaff.
And as well, having watched The Crown and the most recent series and seen poor Diana when she first went into the gaff and she was allergic because she couldn't do anything. I know there's loads of money or whatever. I'd hate to be a royal.
I'd love the jewels.
I'd love the jewels.
The only thing I'd love is the jewels.
And as well, you know that gaff, and this sounds very childish of me, has secret passageways or like books that open into other rooms. I mean, I go mad for that kind of thing.
The one thing though, even when I watch all these period dramas and stuff like that, dusty, I'd say.
And there's a lot of dust. No, they have a load working at the palace, surely.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's the old building.
Yeah. And as well, no matter how many cleaners you have, there's still... parts of the palace that I'd say are untouched because it's so big.
Pure dusty.
And laced in dust. Well, sure, if we can't even keep on top of the dust in our gaff and it's tiny, how are they doing in the palace?
How are they doing it in Buckingham? What's another one?
What are other iconically queer moments?
Gillian Anderson in all of Sex Education.
Gillian Anderson, full stop.
As an entity, Gillian Anderson is a queer icon.
Now, obviously, I don't think The Fall was a 2020.
No,
but
Sex Education was, isn't it?
Sex Education, the second season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Love Gillian Anderson, in particular that moment when she goes out and gets locked with your one.
That was a queer moment.
That was a queer moment when
she gets locked.
And then they were like, did they almost kiss?
I think she kisses her, does she?
But anyway, Gillian Anderson and just owning her sexuality in The Fall. Why do I think that every character that Gillian Anderson plays is actually just an extension of herself? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was. Like,
now, bar when she played Maggie.
But.
Yeah.
I know I'm a gay man, right?
Yeah.
But I would have sex with Gillian Anderson if she gave me the privilege.
Yeah, there's something about her. I think she's just very.
I feel like she'd smell unreal.
She smell unreal. What it is, it's her, how much she owns it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because she thinks she's a hot bitch.
Gillian Anderson is.
She listens to Meghan.
Gorgeous. I love Gillian Anderson. I'm glad that you mentioned that moment. One thing I want to give a mention to that I was reminded of. Now, I'm not sure, is this a bit taboo? Can I speak about it?
Okay.
Not many people know about it. But actually, they do. I'm just saying, you probably wouldn't have known
what?
About it. But. The woman who got a belt with a tennis ball in the Djokovic match. You know, basically he hit one of the... he got a bit annoyed and he kind of hit a ball away. But basically, she got a smack of it in the throws.
You didn't need now, to smack yourself in the throws. So wait, she's an umpire.
I don't know, she's one of the ones at the back.
The ball people.
I don't know if she's a ball person. I think she's more than that. But anyway, she gets hit with the ball. Now, it doesn't... like, it's not as if he's doing a serve.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's not doing a serve, girl.
He's not serving. He's literally, he kind of hits the ball away. But anyway, she collapses to the ground on all fours.
We love to see it. She just saw money.
And it's the dramatics of it that just, that makes it unbelievably queer. She's a gay man.
And what's happening now?
I think she's taking him to court over it.
Of course she is.
Now, as well, like, I felt so bad. Now, well, also, like, I suppose he did kind of hit it away. I don't even follow tennis that much. I don't follow it at all.
It's weird to me that you even know this information.
Because I remember seeing a clip of it on Twitter, and then it was just highlighted during the week about your one taking him to court, or, like, pursuing it.
She said, run me my money.
But how hilarious. But also, if you're standing in the tennis court, you can only expect to get a belt.
And also, surely they have to sign like a disclaimer like, if Djokovic smacks me in the throat with a tennis ball, I'm not going to sue him. Like, surely they have their backs covered for that.
And as well, he was disqualified from the match and everything, like, in that moment. And he's like, oh, God's sake, I just hit the ball.
Oh, so he was raging, is it?
He was kind of raging, goes, oh.
Oh, well, like,
no, he didn't go, I'm going to get her in the neck.
But as well, like,
to be fair, I'd say he did kind of damage her track, yeah.
I say her singing career is over.
It is, God bless her. But anyway,
but
that
like,
is
don't
for me.
Don't throw a hissy fit just because you lost, babe. He needs to calm down.
Yeah, she's a gay icon, so she's
toxic
one of my moments.
Toxic masculinity jumped out there. You think in tennis it'd be a bit queer.
I know, you'd imagine they'd
I think tennis, I thought tennis was pure gay, but it's actually about hetero.
No, all the heteros, Andre Agassi and all them, I don't even know them.
I just think because of the short shorts, it was a bit queer.
All of it's just a bit, it's a bit passionate. It's
a bit ha-ha.
Tennis is Tory, isn't it? Sorry if you're...
My favourite thing that you do this year is you go, that's Tory, PJ. Like, just if something's very, like, the conservative and posh, you always just go, okay, that's so Tory.
Anything, things just have a whiff of Tory.
Me, Kevin, do you want a Pimm's? No, PJ, that's Tory.
Also, I think I only knew what Tory meant from the last election. Do you know, I didn't really know before then.
We're only getting into UK politics.
Yeah,
this year.
The thing is, I was just, honestly, because I had a government lecture when I was in UCC and I was weak for it and I was just beginning to understand Irish politics. Then they fucked me off to the UK. Well, I went with my own volition. And then I had to get used to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway.
So, Chromatica in general. Was queer, right?
Yeah.
But the moment for me is in her merch store when she launched a jock strap.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she knew what she was doing.
How brilliant.
Also, whatever gays have that jock strap, I'm so jealous.
But did you not get it?
I was going to get
you
it.
You were
but
mad for the jock
straps
this year.
Yeah, I got the Gorgy Nike ones.
Yeah, I wanted to get them and I forgot.
They're the comfiest
they
jock straps
are they?
I've ever worn in my whole entire life.
Oh, I'm going to get them.
They're unreal.
I'm going to get them.
But what didn't Lady Gaga brand with Chromatica?
But the thing is, the reason Lady Gaga is successful... Now, I don't know, this could be like an instruction from her team or whatever.
Yeah.
And in which case, it's still her doing because she's built the right team around her.
Yeah.
She knows how to capitalize off a
few. She just
did
a thing with Oreos.
She doesn't stop.
She doesn't stop.
You know what, fair juice to her. And as well, also... I only picked up on this recently when I read an article because BuzzFeed did something on Chromatica. Look, all the magpies.
You need to get over the magpies.
Sorry.
There's magpies in the garden.
Yeah, but also, do you have...
There's a nest.
Is there a nest at the back?
Yeah.
But I never knew there's a moment in Rain On Me, right? Did you know this? Where Ariana's in the pony and Lady Gaga has it down and they do like a grasp or like a clap or something and then they swap hairstyles. So Ariana goes into long and then Gaga goes into the high pony, which I never knew. So they, like, even in that moment, like, how old is that song? And they're still giving the gays what they
Easter
want.
Easter eggs.
Do you know what I mean?
Easter eggs is when there's like a hidden thing in a
video. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like nuggets.
Little nuggets.
Oh.
Oh,
so
nuts.
Anyway, also for me, even though you said this was out a while, I think it was a gay intern working at JD Sports who put the Under Armour mannequin as a big muscle god.
I've never seen you as thirsty for something as you are for the JD mannequin.
Honestly, I went in there. Now, also, after the year that's been and me having little to no sexual interactions, and I was going into JD Sports, and I was taken aback. I had to stop. And I literally was just there and I was like, what the heck?
But they've always been that way. I think they're
have
a bit,
they?
Yeah. I think they're a bit toxic. No one's ever that big or that in proportion.
But some of the people who are buying, like, Under Armour are catering maybe to, like, people who are, like, obsessed with the gym and stuff. Like,
yeah.
So some, I don't know,
You just
want to
fuck the mannequin.
Like...
Just say it.
But I just think there's bigger fish to fry than like tackling the muscle Under Armour mannequin in JD Sports.
I'm just saying it's a bit chaotic.
I know, but it's so hot. and as well, I was just like, it was just really hot.
Did you hug it?
I didn't touch it or anything, obviously, but I was like, I wouldn't have been annoyed if it did fall on me. You know what I mean? I just, the look of it. And as well, you know what? It actually did great because the clothes looked great on it then as well.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's a muscle god, babe.
It was just hot. So that was an implicitly queer moment for me. Is there
I
any
love
more?
It. No, well, there is loads, but sure.
I suppose honourable mentions.
Okay.
I want to say an honourable mention to Patti LuPone's hair in Hollywood.
Speaking of hair, Bette's hair in The Queen's Gambit.
Yes. Also serving.
Love that. What else was there?
One thing that was not... an implicitly queer moment and was actually the opposite end of the scale and was offensive to the community was James Corden being cast in The Prom. It was shocking.
But it's so sad because as a film,
no,
I loved it.
Really?
I thought it was brilliant.
I think it kind of had certain ingredients for it to work, but
I
didn't enjoy it at
crying.
All. Really?
Yeah, but like...
No, I think as well they were like with the girl who was like the lesbian who was trying to be with your one.
Yeah.
They were trying so hard to make her look like a lesbian.
No, I just think that's her vibe.
No, I think, and as well, like...
I do think the James Corden thing, like, obviously, his, like, they shouldn't have cast him. They should have cast a queer actor.
But aside from that, stop casting James Corden in TV shows.
Were you
shows
a
I don't,
him.
Doll. What's his contribution? Of all the actors, of all the gay
I
actors
don't
in
think
the world,
he should have been
casting
that.
James Corden.
He shouldn't, no. And as well, I don't think he should have played the character like that. I understand why he went there, because he'd be like, oh, the stereotypical musical theatre thing. But I'm like, no, like, leave that in the
shocking.
Past. No, I think he was shocking as well.
Now, Andrew Rannells in it, I will say, was stunning. And
him.
I love Andrew Rannells. And I served him a Jager bomb in Soho before.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I told you that. Yeah. Now, asked him to listen to the podcast. Then I sent
him
a DM
well.
And he never replied. Me, some light listening for your flight. Not even read.
But also Meryl Streep serves everything. She was amazing in
she
it.
She was giving the moment. Also Nicole Kidman did look stunning in it.
And she was brilliant in it. To be honest, I think if they got the casting right with James Corden, it would be an unreal film.
But also I'm like,
it would just feel good.
I know it's good, but also I'm like, are we still making the main characters like... Her whole
I know what you mean.
Navigation in the story is about her
being
gay.
Gay.
You know what I mean? Why can't
that
be the sub? Anyway.
I know what you mean.
I think we spoke about that before, but anyway, I just didn't like it. Also, yeah. James Corden. Fuck
I
off.
Know.
Just have a day. You know, 2021. I just think, right, 2021 coming up. I don't want anything to happen to him. Don't be so silly. James Corden.
Okay.
I still hope he has a healthy and happy life. Mm-hmm. Stop. He has enough. He has enough. You know what I mean? And the thing is, well, hilariously, I used to even watch A League of Their Own. Which sounds very hetero, but
he didn't do that, did he?
He did.
Oh, right.
You know the it was
oh,
like
he
the
did,
kinda,
yeah,
whatever
did, yeah.
Sports panel show yeah, thing yeah. or whatever. And I love Freddie Flintoff. I think Freddie Flintoff is so
well,
hot.
He's hot.
The
yeah.
tall cricketer. Anyway, moving on.
Well, yeah, I just think as well though, Twitter needs to calm down because like anytime you come after and chastise a celebrity that much, like they obviously feel it. So it'd be nice.
Yeah, I know. That's the one thing I didn't.
Yeah.
The thing is, even
you didn't tweet about it.
I didn't tweet about it, but yeah. I suppose I am putting it on a podcast that's listened to by a lot of people. But also, don't send him hate, guys. Don't send him hate, guys. Guys,
yeah.
I know you want to back me up and you're like looking out for me and stuff, guys. I repeat, do not send James Corden hate on
no
me.
No hate, guys.
Girlies, no hate. That's one thing we're going into 2021 with. Open hearts.
Oh,
being lovely
open
people.
Hearts, girls.
And that's another thing we said at the end of the last New Year's ep, is that just to continue to be nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Be nice, girls.
I feel like being nice gets you loads of places.
We need it now more than ever.
Also, not even being nice. Did I speak about this before? Being actually kind.
Yeah.
Nice is something you put on, I feel, sometimes.
Be kind.
Just be kind.
From the heart.
From the heart.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So on to Mamnon's Best. Mm-hmm. And sorry now, one of the biggest highlights of 2020, getting the girlies on.
Yeah, two girlies who really came into their own this year.
We love to see
Newland,
it.
Newland, Phil, your absolute stars. You know we think the world of you. Anyway.
Love you, man.
anyway, right.
Because it's the New Year's Eve, we want to do it a bit differently.
Yeah.
And we ask them, we go, okay, so it's been a crazy year and we want you to give our listeners' advice going into 2021.
Yeah, going into 2021.
Right, so here's my man.
Dear listeners, firstly, let me say it is a positive for me to be answering these questions again in the future, as 2020 is gone and nothing can be as bad as 2020 and difficult for everyone. And the only way we can get through this is to go by with our gut feeling and stay positive now. I understand it is hard with the world so different around us. The only way, I think, is to let go of 2020. It happened, it passed. We cannot change it, and we have survived. We are here, we have each other, and the first positive is the vaccine. is here. Rolls out, I do find visualization helpful. Imagine 2020 like a balloon, which you cling onto for the whole year. Imagine walking into your favorite place peacefully and letting go of the balloon, watching it float into the air, and it gets so slowly when it bursts no more to exist. Gone forever, and the feeling of freedom we will have, and we can hug and cuddle all those we want to again. Just think, you survived, you did well, and 2021 can only be better. Magical. Love to all, and Happy New Year.
Come to metaphor.
I'm loving the metaphor of the balloon and letting go.
I love that. Yeah, girlies, just let go 2020.
Yeah, just move. That's what I want to do.
I'm loving my man there. It's like the Queen's Speech.
I'm loving the metaphor.
I'm weak.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Nah, well done, ma'am. Love you.
Right, my mum's advice.
So, hi, everyone. How are all the girlies? Hope you had a nice Christmas in as much as you could have had with all the restrictions and all the dramas of people trying to get home to spend it with their families and loved ones. Look, another couple of days and this bloody year will be over and done with. And with it, hopefully, all the drama and all the bad stuff that went on. So my advice, if I have any, would be let's look forward to a brighter, better 2021. Roll up our sleeves and get those vaccines as quick as we absolutely can. Hopefully they'll be rolled out so quick now that another couple of months we'll all be done and dusted and we can do the double celebrate. So everyone would have had a birthday last year. All the restrictions, all of that, weddings, let's do double celebrations now for everyone and look forward to a fabulous 2021. Okay, girls, good luck.
I'm a party girl.
Phil snapped.
Phil snapped. Double celebrations.
Phil said, fuck the anti-vaxxers. Let's roll up the sleeves and get the vaccine and get to the parties quick. She's a gay man.
Gay man. Let's
oh
get
my
it.
God, I love it. Off to the clubs.
No, but sorry, no. We do need to do everything bigger.
I know.
Well, we can do it. Like, sorry, like next New Year's, like, we're having a rave on a roof or something.
What are we going and doing? I'm almost nervous in anticipation.
Yeah, because as well, like, I don't know, I think we'll have one wild night and then we'll go back to normal.
Now, that gay club over in London, do you see they put up the post about they're looking to have the party in March? And
in
I'm going,
March, and
go doll.
Very
premature.
Optimistic.
Very premature and optimistic. And I was kind of thinking, even if they'd have said April, I'd have gone,
yeah.
But they were kind of going March.
But as well, don't build us up to bring us back down.
That's what I'm
if
thinking.
If that party doesn't go ahead, I'm going to scream at them.
Also, just, I think just wanted to, on what both our mums said, give us the vaccine.
Give us the vaccine. Also, what they both said, let's just look forward, drop whatever happened
yeah,
in 2020.
It's happened,
but
it's over.
Take your learnings, girlies.
Take your learnings. And also, you know what? Like, I was going to say it was only a year. Also,
it was about 7 years.
It was ages.
But anyway, that's done.
That's done.
Do we have any resolutions before we finish?
All resolutions.
I'm going to take loads from 2020 and bring them into 2021. So I'm getting my full license.
Yeah.
I'm going to read more on the tube, going
love
to parties.
That.
I'm going to show up to pre-drinks after reading a chapter of my book to go out.
You know what? I know I've mentioned this a few times, but one thing that's definitely helped me through this year is the idea of being like kinder thoughts to myself.
Yeah.
Right? I never even thought I was a meanie.
You're
you know what I mean?
To yourself. You're
I'm a meanie
mean.
To myself. I can be quite mean to
yeah.
myself. So that's one thing I'm just going to plough forward with. 2021, be kinder.
Be kinder.
Be kinder. To yourself
yeah.
and to everyone else. But anyway, yeah. Also, like, as soon as I can, I'm going to be hopping off on us. Sorry, and I don't care, right? You know
you're
what I mean?
All Kevin's family listen.
I'll be in control of my sexual health, but
yes.
I'm going to be kissing.
Do
kissing
do
and cuddling. I'm only on about kissing and cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
Girlies. Is it the end?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, 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 yeah.
I love this.
Girlies, have a stunning fucking year.
Stunning year, and we're going to have a scream. We only have 3 episodes left in
yeah.
the season now, but we're excited to record them.
Very excited to record. Also, start of the month, if you are listening to this, like the day it comes out, the week it comes out, might be a good time to sign up to the Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's your New Year's resolution. You're going to reward yourself by having more of a laugh, by having more content.
And we're going to do more on the Patreon this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Girlies, thanks for tuning in.
We love you.
Hope you all have. Oh, as I would have said in my Spanish that I kind of learned this year, that was one of my resolutions from last year. Feliz Nuevo Año, is
oh,
it?
Shut up.
Oh, fuck, I don't even know it.
Do you want to translate it?
No, I don't care. Anyway, okay. Happy New Year, Carl.
Have a glam 2021.
Have a glam 2021 for myself and PJ. And 2020, it's over and out. Bye, 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 bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.